Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
How's Jan? How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Lots of tech news going on at the moment. I see that we're about to become very, very upset with WhatsApps. I used to have I get a lot of WhatsApps, and now I'm going to get adverts as well.
Well, yeah, this has been some time in the making with Mark Zuckerberg saying assuring investors some years ago that WhatsApp will make money, and sort of outlining his process for turning a platform into something that generates revenue like Facebook, or Facebook Messenger or Instagram for that matter. And WhatsApp is no different. And we started seeing the first moves towards that, in the last week, where WhatsApp unveiled its business API, and that shortly followed reports from various publications saying that advertisements you're not going to have to wait too long to see advertisements coming up on the platform, but it's not going to be, Facebook is trying to be careful about not being spammy, so that WhatsApp doesn't, become SMS. And so for now, it looks like they're playing with the idea of having ads in the status screen, and not that businesses will be able to just spam you, through WhatsApp. At this stage, the way the business API works is businesses can only message you if you message them first, and then they have 24 hours within which to respond to you. This is now according to a report on TechCrunch. They have 24 hours within which to respond to you before they start paying for the privilege to respond to you.
I can see a lot of people sending some very rude voice notes to some very unhappy customer service members if this goes ahead.
Yeah, and that's if companies decide to use this for customer support and stuff. We'll see how this turns out in the end. Right now WhatsApp is the de facto SMS app in South Africa for anybody who has a smartphone or a phone that can run WhatsApp. And if you mess with that secret formula too much, people might start looking elsewhere, much like they looked elsewhere when BlackBerry started falling out of favor. And people swapped from BBM to WhatsApp.
Now, Ian, I see that Google has dealt a terrible death blow to the many people on the internet who believe the world is flat, because they've taken Google Earth and they've made it round.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that this is about flat earthers, but I'm pretty sure that whoever rolled out the change might have giggled to themselves a little bit. Yes, so Google Maps has rolled out an update so that when you zoom out far enough, then the Google map gets put on a globe rather than on a flat map. And that's to deal with the issues of map projections. Now, without getting too boring, in a topic that interests me tremendously, the problem with a map that you draw on a piece of paper, or that you lay out in two dimensions is, that certain continents can appear disproportionate to other ones. So for example, in the standard WGS84 projection that we are used to in South Africa, Greenland appears the size of Africa, and Antarctica at the bottom of the map looks massive. But when you roll that up into a round globe shape, then you can see, oh, hang on a second, Greenland's actually not that big. And Antarctica, while big, is not nearly as massive as it appears at the bottom of this two-dimensional map. In fact, I think a lot of maps just leave Antarctica off the bottom because of how huge it looks. So Maps has rolled out this update, to make sure that when you zoom out far enough, it doesn't look, like certain countries are much larger in relation to other countries than they should be.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a problem even for Google, because even the satellites themselves, the algorithms run off some of these projections. So what you think you're looking at, which is quote unquote the truth, you're kind of being lied to. So it is interesting that they're trying to fix that problem. In other strange news, Jan, criminals are no longer the main users of Bitcoin. So what, are the criminals not using it, or is somebody else found a use for this thing?
No, so according to this, and the source here is worth noting. This is a report on Bloomberg, and the people making the claim are the Drug Enforcement Administration in the United States, the DEA that you see in your favorite cop action dramas. A couple of years ago, 5 years ago or so, the same researcher looked at the blockchain and said and found that about 90% of transactions were from illicit activity. Now it's closer to 10%, but not because criminals have stopped using Bitcoin, but because the volume of transactions from speculation has increased so dramatically. So right now, the amount of speculation happening on Bitcoin is what's driving transaction volumes, it seems.
Absolutely fascinating. What will they think of next? Now, Jan, of course, the most important feature every single week that we bring you, what are the top 10 most pirated films on the internet this week?
So this week we had Avengers Infinity War climbing right back to the top position after a new version of the file got released, pushing down Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and Rampage overtaking Escape Plan 2 Hades. There seems to be a bit of a battle between those two for their spots on the charts. Then at number 5, Sanju, number 6, Overboard, number 7, Deadpool 2, number 8, Ready Player One, number 9, Razi, and in number 10, a movie called First Reform.
Gosh, so all of the good culture has gone out of the pirates. I mean, it used to be all Oscar winners and Nouveau movies, and now it's just a good old-fashioned mainstream mind chewing gum.
Well, yeah, the Oscar season is over, so folks have seen all those. They're looking for the newest stuff out there. You know the mantra on the internet, newer is always better.
Well, indeed, and we will have something newer with Paul... Jan Vermeulen, sorry, on the show next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. Keep well.